following drought conditions last fall. NDSU Extension estimated a 20 to 25% decline in grassland forage production under normal precipitation conditions this spring. Even with an average amount of rainfall this May, Extension forage and rangeland specialist Kevin Sedovic says North Dakota ranchers will still see production losses.
Unless you think about this for the month of May and June, we should receive about 6 inches of moisture. To even get us back to where we could probably be, expect normal forage production, we would need to receive about 10 inches of rain. And so the odds of you getting 10 inches of rain, and hopefully we can get that, are pretty low. So I would expect producers to at least plan for less production in 2021. And if we stay dry in May, it's going to be even worse than 25%.
Taking that into consideration, there are strategies ranchers can implement to get the most production out of pasture land and hayland. Sedovic says that starts by delaying pasture turnout in May.
Which you're going to probably have to do anyway because we lost those fall tillers last fall due to the fall drought. Think about some opportunities to grow more forage. And we can get average precipitation in the months of May and June. You know, we should be able to grow an emergency forage crop. And so think about ways to add some forage to your system so you have some feed to carry you. And if it gets really dry, if it stays dry, you know, it's always a risk. You always got to be a little optimistic. But I'd look at some opportunities for forages to seed and delay your turnout at least a week, if not 2 weeks this year.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.